Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss reuniting last weekend at a music festival, Willie's cone of shame, our thoughts on Nope, our incarcerated cycle babies, and the Rodney Monique wedding I'm hosting in Animal Crossing. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, Tyler. Oh.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Hi.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, baby. I've never been better. Things
is that
are
true?
Going. Things are on the up and up. Everything is going in my favor. Life is good.
What are you manifesting or are you recapping?
I'm manifesting, baby. Oh. Things are constantly going my way. Yeah. I wake up to good news every day.
Okay.
You know, just put it out in the world. What are you up to?
Sure. Well, I woke up. I did the dishes.
Tucked.
I tucked. No, I did not tuck. I didn't do that. Oh my gosh, poor little Willie. Speaking of poor little Willie.
I don't think anyone was.
You said tucked.
And what? Is Willie tucked?
No, like when you tuck, it's like you're poor little Willie. But anyway, Willie.
Oh, hello. Now I can actually, okay, I'll give it to you.
Thank you. Willie he's got, do you know what a hot spot is and it's not the, a Wi-Fi?
It's their spot that they like to itch or lick.
It's like if they hyper-focus on a one little area and they keep licking or itching or scratching or biting or whatever.
We're doing the thing where they go.
Yeah. Yes.
Could you hear my teeth?
Yes, I could.
Oh.
Yes, I
hello,
could.
People. That was my teeth. Yours isn't that loud, but I do hear it.
Oh, well, mine are.
Chomp your chompers.
They're dead.
Is your dead tooth holding you back?
It doesn't really clink like the rest of them do.
To, yeah. Yeah. You would, surprising considering all the metal in your mouth.
No, so Willie has a hot spot. And so
is that the. Wait, hold on. Is that the actual diagnosis? Is that what the vet calls it?
I don't know.
Is that, you know, the hit song Hot Spot by Foxy Brown? Was that what she was singing about?
Well, Willie was singing that when we went downstairs this morning.
You should please walk into your kitchen after this is done and ask Siri or Google or whoever to play Hot Spot by Foxy Brown.
Okay. I got some hot spot, baby, this evening.
No. That's
well, he's walking around the house with a cone of shame on now.
Oh,
it's
I saw his I saw his tweet.
He's serving Michael Jackson.
I saw that. How long did it take you to search humans with cones on their heads?
What? Sir? No, it was I the first thing I
just
thought
don't
when
believe
I put that
you,
on Willie.
is this looks like the Michael Jackson CD album cover?
Ask Hudson. Ask
How
Hudson.
Do you even know that? Because Are you that a Michael a Jackson album. Stan?
No, I am not. But it was a good album. And it, though I think it was controversial because they released it after he died, but with like collabs that weren't necessarily approved of. So it was a little bit like, ooh.
Not drama.
Yeah.
Well, so anyway, how long does he have to wear it?
Until the hot spot is cold.
And so, then what if he just starts licking it back? Do you think Crouton's shaming him?
Absolutely.
Does Crouton want to try the cone on?
No. Crouton antagonizes him about it. And like, you can tell Crouton
he's all
thinks
nice,
it's funny.
Nice cone, bro.
Yeah, it's sad. And you know Willie, he likes to like go under stuff, burrow, and like outside we have this, you know, the just like outdoor furniture he likes to be under, and he can't because it doesn't fit, but he like tries. And like he runs into everything with the cone on. He can't get through any door without bumping
into
the...
Can they eat with that?
Yes. I made sure.
It seems weird. Do you think he has supersonic hearing right now?
It's yes, probably. But the cone is almost like a privacy shield for when he's eating. So who knows what he's up to when he's in there?
That's fair.
Chewing.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry that happened to him.
Thank you. I'll relay that.
Thank you. Give him my love. Tell him I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
You could keep it to hang it on the Christmas tree come December as a memory.
Oh, I love it.
Did I tell you my, you know, my friend Girl Jordan, she had to wear headgear when she had braces in like middle school. And when she finally got the headgear off, she hated it. And her mom kept it and hung it on the Christmas tree that year as an ornament.
Incredible. I had an ex who... His family would always, everyone would get gifted Christmas ornaments about their most embarrassing things that happened to them that year. And so the Christmas tree was a whole bunch of ornaments of like funny memories of everyone's past. It was cute.
I like that idea. I just don't know. Can you tell me the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you this year?
Well, at the time when I was dating him, they gave me a cab... ornament.
Because you got taken in that fake cab in LA? Because
I got kidnapped, yes. So, you know, it's just, it's a form of turning your trauma into art.
But could you tell me your most embarrassing moment of this year? Like, how many ornaments of shitting your pants do you need?
That didn't happen this year. I don't know if I've had anything embarrassing this year. Yeah. Have I? Let me think on that.
Yeah. You don't have to have an answer. My point was just, I don't know I have that many embarrassing things happen to me, and I don't know if I share them when they do occur.
Well, it doesn't have to be embarrassing, but just like a funny thing, a funny memory of your year, you know. Trauma. You don't have any trauma?
I'll have to think about it. I got lots of trauma, baby.
Mm. Okay. Hey.
Hey.
So, I saw you last weekend.
You did? Wait, okay. I have a note. It says, ask Tyler to tell everyone how cute my apartment is.
Y'all, Corey is living like a... I was very impressed. You're living like an adult. It looked like handsome and well put together and thought out, and there were textures and pops of color, and it was as somebody who loves World Market, I could obviously tell what was from World Market. But baby, I mean that in a good way.
I will stand by, I think I might have tweeted this or maybe I posted it in the Discord. I will stand by the fact that Animal Crossing made me better at interior design. There.
And popularized Rattan. Your home is, you have ratten everywhere.
Oh, baby. Somebody slid into my DMs and said, one of the listeners, somebody out there is heated right now because they slid into my DMs and said, you got to tell Tyler to stop saying ratten.
Well, tell Corey to stop decorating with it and maybe I'll stop talking about it.
Baby, Tyler was jealous of my little, I mean, it's not everywhere. I have a shelf and a coffee table.
And entryway table.
Well,
and...
but that's a different kind. Okay. It's all wood and things.
Anyway, my point was I thought it was a really well thought out, beautiful home. And I was very proud of you. I was like, look at my bestie. If I were to go to somebody's house as a friend, as a lover, as a first date, post first date experience, as a mom, as anybody, and I walked into that home, I would think this person...
Has their shit together.
It knows how to create a style, but also knows how to edit. I think that was my big takeaway from seeing your home. Was like, oh shit, I'm a maximalist in all parts of my life. You are not.
This is so kind. This was my big hope. Now if I could just secure a date and then I can bring a man home and have them be equally impressed with my chic. Apartment in the city.
The only thing missing.
A dog.
That well, is baby, what I was going to say.
Well, we discussed it while you were here. You know I'm allergic. I got to find one that I don't, that I'm not you allergic
could just,
to.
You could just get like a Roomba.
So I do have a question. You know, one of my friends has a Roomba in his place. And I just wonder, do you think the Roomba will go up over my rugs?
I don't know how any of that works. I just mean as a pet. As a little friend.
What if I got a Roomba and I went to Joann Fabrics and got some faux fur? And
hey, I already said this on a stream last week or 2 weeks ago. Bitch, trademark, copyright, Roomba accessories. Roomba.
Animals. Roomba sure. Digimon.
No. Roomba accessories, like cat ears, like bow ties.
Some of those cats, you can get the like little jewel to put over its butthole.
Sure.
One of those for a Roomba.
I hate that. And I know we talk about it over the years. I hate it. And I don't want to talk about it.
I'm going to order two, one for Willie and one for Crouton.
Anyway, so we didn't discuss why I was in San Francisco.
I think we did the episode last week.
Did we?
Well, we pre-recorded so that you could come be with me. I thought we must have hinted about
it. I don't
it.
Know if we said why I was going to San Francisco.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Well, what were we up to, Cora?
Hugging.
And?
Well, we went to Outside Lands.
Yes, we did.
Our annual, it's become a little bit of a tradition at this point.
Which I appreciate. I feel like it's my... It is a great excuse to make the pilgrimage to San Francisco once a year.
And thank God you got to fly this time instead of drive.
Did last year I drive?
I mean, baby, you're never driving. You're riding. Yeah.
That's true. Hey, what were your highlights of Outside Lands?
Oh, my God. Easily seeing Purple Disco Machine and Disclosure on Friday night. They played back-to-back. At this little stage called Sutro, we were there with my friend Brandon. The three of us had amazing a viewpoint. We were in the middle of the grass and surrounded by people. And the big takeaway was after Friday night with Tyler and I, my friend Brandon said that he loved going to festivals with us because you and I are chill and low key, which I took as a huge compliment. I'm like, thank you. I'm at the point in my life where I want that to be how I am perceived.
Yeah, no. I was like, well, what are the other options? you go to a festival and you don't have fun, like people are arguing. Like I have gone to festivals in the past where like there have been boyfriends with each other and they're fighting during the festival, or like people are drinking and like messy, sloppy, and I'm like, no, that's not what I'm getting up to.
I will say, yeah, over and over, I love Outside Lands. It's a big music festival here in San Francisco in Golden Gate Park. I love that it's in my little backyard. We went Friday and Saturday and we got out pretty easily at the end of the night each night because we didn't stay for any of the headliners really. Made it home in like 15 minutes and got to put on sweats and have pizza rolls. And I don't know, I just love how easy it feels. The weather turned out for us, which was nice too. And yeah, I don't know, I loved it. I was so glad you came. And I always loved that weekend.
Yeah, I loved it.
What were your highlights?
Ooh, you know what? I love so much about Outside Lands. I feel like the weather is always perfect. It's not too like sweltering, but also at night, it is cozy, and having some layers is kind of cute for a look.
It was so nice that night when we saw Disclosure. It's like the fog did roll in a little bit, but it was almost like mist raining at the end of it. Do you remember?
Yeah.
But it was so nice because it was so
refreshing,
like warm. And we were like surrounded by people in the crowd. But I don't know. It was. So
I loved it. I love Outside Lands for like a bunch of reasons. The music is always super varied. Like it has all genres. There's comedy. There's, who did we love that was there? Rena, who I had never seen before.
Did you say
there is comedy there? Like it's not just like a one type of festival. There's stages for all types of things.
Yeah, they had the like gastropub stage. I think one of my friends one year saw like Alyssa Edwards do a
sure
skit.
Why not? Psychobabble could do it. Podcast hosts do like little live podcast things there. I was super grateful because I got invited to Outside Lands on behalf of Paper Girls, which is a new Amazon Prime show, which is like these girls, they're paper girls, and there's like a sci-fi element to it. I don't want to give it away because if I were to explain the plot of it, it tells you what's the big twist of the first episode. So watch the first episode. It's live right now. It was pretty good. But anyway,
I just say, don't spoil it for me, but you have piqued
it's
my interest.
It's sci-fi with a good 80s soundtrack. Yeah.
Is it set
you'll
in that
see.
Time?
You'll see.
Oh, you know I love
Well, anyway, Paper Girls sent me to Outside Lands, which I'm obviously very grateful for. And I got to go to their activation, which was really cool. And there were a whole bunch of other influencers there. And I was like, hey, fellow influencers. Yeah, it was fun. I posted some of the stuff on my story, so if you saw that, that's what that was from. Ooh, but one thing that I love about Outside Lands is all the food. I feel like if there's one festival that does it right, that has like chefs, is what it feels like every food place is at that festival. You got a banh mi. I got a
baby. I got fish.
I remember
chips,
one year we went and like we were getting oysters pretzel. And beers and like yeah, it's a good festival. If you've never been, I recommend. Ooh, and you know who was so good? Rena, who I had never seen live before. She was giving pop star. She was giving choreography. Her looks were on point. She was singing live, and she ended with Free Woman.
Was that Donna Chromatica? Is that what that album was called?
Yeah, baby. Yes.
I loved it. I just thought it was, I enjoyed it, but it seemed like she ended with, oh gosh, what's that one? The one that I like called. And then she kind of split it together and she did.
Oh, like her big song, but then like mashed it up with her collab with Gaga.
Yeah, she did. Why can't I find it? Oh, God, it's going to break my heart.
Yeah, I think she did do that. And I was like, these are your two big moments. You should split this up. This should not be mashed into one.
Yeah, she did Lucid is the one I was looking for. And then she, which I love and had been on my running playlist since it came out. And yeah, she like did it and did like half of it. And then went into Free Woman, and I thought, I would have liked to hear both of those songs in their entirety.
Yeah, I agree. My favorite artist that I saw was Polo and Pan. I was so excited. It was like, if I were to say one artist that really brought me to Outside Lands, that was like the big catalyst of like, oh shit, I need to go. Polo and Pan, I loved it. If you've never listened, if you've never seen them live, Corey, had you seen them live before?
No, my
did
one
you
question,
like it?
Though,
were you into
I loved
it?
I was into it. I had heard of them before, and I'd heard a couple of their songs. But my big question, and it seems like nobody had a general consensus as to whether they go by Polo and Pan or Polo y Pan.
Polo y Pan. I don't know. I've always said Polo and Pan, but they're like
I felt
French,
like everyone we ran.
They're French, yeah, right? Yeah.
everyone we like ran into, we were like, who are you gonna see today? And then there was no consensus. Everybody said it differently, which I laughed. I was
Polo, Pan, if you're out there, let us know.
Polo, E-Pan, if you're listening, holla.
They're like
the Discord.
How would you describe the music? I always say like kooky mischievous.
I could get down with that. It felt kooky mischievous.
Yeah, I loved it. It I felt loved funky. Every second. It was funky, groovy, kooky with incredible visuals.
If I'm you glad ever get a chance to see them. I'm glad we like stayed back a little bit and didn't get as close as we were for like the Purple Disco set. It gave us room to like wiggle more and dance more and chat more. Everybody at that set was like a vibe, I guess, in a good way. I loved it.
It was good. It was a good weekend. Thank you for having me.
Anytime, baby. Come on up. I'll pump that air mattress for you.
Sure. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Besides that, what's new in life? What's new in the world? What do we need to talk about pop culture-wise?
Hey, speaking of air mattresses.
Sure.
Did you see somebody in jail was listening to our podcast?
You think they were on an air mattress?
I don't know.
It
probably wasn't super comfortable.
I did see that.
Beds in jail are comfy.
I thought, y'all have like... how do you have like an iPod? How do you have your phone in jail? I don't know how jail works.
I don't either. I know they like watch TV and stuff.
Do you think they have an exclusive Psychobabble
section in the
section?
Library? I think
yes.
Mm-hmm. You go through the card catalog and you request our podcast. They've got the full library.
Okay.
Well, in the library.
I did see the tweet. Somebody had tweeted us and said, you
said that we were with them in jail for 80 days. And I just thought, I've had a lot of tweets over the years. A lot of people have told me they've listened on road trips and with their mom and like at the beach and like, and that they laugh on the bus on the way to work and that people look at them. But this was a new one for me. Shout out to the jail block crew.
Oh, cell block tango honey realness. We love to see it. Thank you. Thank you to our incarcerated cycle babies. We hope you are well. Yeah.
We truly appreciate the listens. If you can listen and leave a review, we'd love a review too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to BOLL&Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
What's up?
You know that. I was curious if you had any... if you were curious about how that Anna Kendrick show ended.
You were curious if I was curious. I am curious. I haven't. I didn't curious? Finish it.
Did you finish the Tyler and I watched an Anna Kendrick show when he was here? And I finished it after he left it. I was just wondering if you were curious who she ended up with.
No, I haven't finished it, but I will. I do kind of want to watch it. But it's hard to start a show not with your partner. And then come back from somewhere where you're watching a show and you're like, well, I'm 8 episodes into something, but like,
yeah. He'll have to join you for season 2 if you watch it.
I don't think he'll be into it. It's not his type of thing.
I was surprised you were into it. If being
I thought it was
honest.
Fun. I thought it was good. Hey, did you see the big news?
What?
Nicole Kidman.
Is she doing another AMC commercial?
Somehow, heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
She broke up with...
No, that's the Keith line from Urban? Her AM... No, that's her, the line from her AMC commercial.
Her Keith Urban broke her heart?
No, she's back. She signed on to be the spokesperson for AMC for another year following the success of the ad campaign.
So, baby, I was actually being... I was right.
You were correct.
I was guessing...
I don't know if I've ever seen a crowd go wild for it until this past weekend I saw Nope. And
let's talk about it.
The crowd loved it. The Nicole Kidman.
I struggle to love it because I always think of that meme of her clapping with her long fingers.
But not touching her hands. I love that. Yeah. She's iconic.
Something, I guess I'm afraid of women with long fingers.
Who don't clap when they clap?
Who don't have hot dog fingers.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, what'd you think of Nope?
Oh my gosh, I loved it. I thought it was... Yeah. I thought it was saying stuff. I thought it had a lot of things that it wanted to say.
So did we talk about this? Did you see? I mean, it's been like a month at least since it's come out. But did you see all the people tweeting, being like, "I guess I don't understand what Nope was about."
It's called use your cognitive thinking. Use your critical thinking.
I saw it with a friend, and when we were leaving, they were telling me that. And I didn't believe him. And then I got home after we Ubered home. And then he dropped me off, blah, blah, blah. And I was on Twitter immediately. And I found tweets from people I follow who were also saying the same thing. And I was like, what? I was just confused. It's a pretty straightforward. Even if you miss some of the like layers to it, I think it's still pretty straightforward.
I think...
Do you not?
I think some people do not have the range.
I was worried. I was worried when I actually saw the tweets. I didn't believe my friend, and he and I were both furious at how dumb people are.
It's just some people do not
I don't know.
Some people do not have the depth of conversation or of media in their everyday life that is anything deeper than surface level. That's not shade. It's just like if you subject yourself to only surface level things all your life, when you're presented with something that might make you have to think, it's not the easiest route to go down.
But I mean, I don't think this is a spoiler by any means, but at the end of the day, can't you just walk away from it understanding that it was a movie about aliens?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to
no, I think everyone gets that, can understand that.
Maybe I wish I would have saved some of these tweets for you.
I don't know. Well, I think it was I thought it was
unafraid great of reference or not reference.
It was unafraid of reference or not reference. I thought it was great commentary on commodifying your trauma about.
I'm nodding.
About humans and how they treat nature and what happens when you. What's the word where you. It's like when you use. Use something against its will, you co-opt, but not co-opt, commodify, but not commodify. When you extort, but I don't know the word. Never mind.
Does anybody even know the word?
It's like when you exploit yeah. nature for entertainment or for human just shenanigans, what the consequences are. I thought it was good commentary on that. I thought it was, I don't know. I just thought it was a very powerful piece. I think it's his best movie.
Yeah, and well, that's what I said. And I thought, I definitely thought you had to think harder for his other two. I felt like there were additional layers in the other two that might have been more confusing or that people might not have understood upon first watch. But this one, I was just really confused by anyone who kind of didn't get it.
Yeah.
It was at the end of the day, just enjoy an alien flick, baby.
But I think it was, Hudson and I were talking about it afterward. I feel like it is an art film. If people didn't necessarily get it right off the bat, I don't hold it against them because it does go a little bit deeper than just here is a plot of a movie. I thought it was there were a lot of little hidden gems, especially because afterward I was I immediately want to Google and see what people thought about it and read people's reviews of it and analyses of it. And there were a lot of little things that I didn't notice or catch that I thought were clever or well done. I think one thing, for example, this might be a spoiler, but what the alien looks like after you start to see what it looks like, I thought it was so cool because I didn't think about this, but have you ever seen somebody making an artist rendering of what biblically accurate aliens would look like?
Hey, what do you know about the
the Anunnaki? Listen, what aliens, or I mean, what biblically accurate angels would look like, and that's what the aliens started looking like. And I thought that was a smart spin on I thought it was also about religion and cult, or how religion is formed, or how your trauma over a generation can turn into something that you uphold or honor or put on a pedestal, and then over generations how that can turn into religion. It made me think about when ancient aliens came down and they looked like whatever that looked like in Nope, of course the humans were probably look at these angels from heaven. I don't know. I thought it was, I just, my brain
it's
is still
movie.
Buzzing. My brain is still buzzing about it.
I loved it. I want to see it again.
Absolutely, I would.
Yeah. I liked it. I agree. I think it was, I definitely liked it better than the last one.
Hey, are you going to see The House of Hammer?
Is it about MC Hammer?
No, baby. It's about Army Hammer.
Is it a... Oh, I think... Okay, so I keep seeing people on TikTok talk about it, but I didn't know if it was real or a skit.
It's a Discovery Plus documentary. There's an official trailer out, and it really looks like a deep dive slash uncovering slash expose. His family's in it, doing like exclusive interviews, and it feels like they're like telling the truth about what's going down. But the people who have come forward as, I guess his like what exes or like victims, if I don't know what he did to them because I haven't seen the movie, obviously, but like the people who were affected by his behavior, talking about, I'm not trying to kink shame, but there's a lot of like cannibalism going on. He's like, there's audio of him from like a voice memo he sent to one of these girls, and he's like, I want to tie you up. Well, I don't want to. You can go read it. You can go listen to it. Watch the trailer. It's bonkers. I put it on the Discord. My jaw was dropped. My jaw was dropped. I'm not going to lie. Like, this is an A-list star. Voice? Yes. It's a voice memo he sent about, like, filling up somebody's holes and stuff. And
Don't check my voice memos.
Okay. That's all.
Cool.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No, baby. I think that was it.
The last thing I was going to say, did you know Doja Cat was in Becky G's shower music video?
No, but I love this information and I'm going to text it to three friends as soon as I'm done recording this episode.
It's also in the episode topic ideas channel on the Discord. You're welcome.
God bless.
Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me luxuriating in my beautiful apartment made for a man.
Ooh.
Or two men.
Oh, okay.
If they love World Market, that is. Mm. Hey, baby, where can people find you, baby?
You can find me on the internet. I'm on Twitch. Hey, I have a new... I just got twitch.tv/Tyler Oakley. I used to be Ty Oakley.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else told us this. Somebody else had Tyler Oakley, so now I'm Tyler Oakley. Can you
believe
it?
Hey, guess what? Hey, guess what?
What?
I haven't played Stardew Valley since you left, but I do plan to play it again.
Okay. Keep us posted.
Great update.
You know what? Hey, what are you doing Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific?
Well, usually my dad wants me to watch Big Brother at the same time that it airs on the East Coast with him.
Tell him you can't. You have a wedding to go to.
We've been bonding over Big Brother this season.
No, you have a wedding to go to.
Who's getting married? You and a boy on Stardew Valley?
No, two of my villagers on my Animal Crossing island, and you're cordially invited.
That's not a wedding. They're not actually getting married.
You
can't even probably get them in the same room at the same time.
Honey, we've got a plan. Trust me. Rodney and Monique.
Oh, I don't believe that.
You're not coming to the Ronique wedding?
Are you going to move their houses next to each other?
No. It's all happening on a separate island. Trust me.
Baby. Yeah. You're doing it. Okay. Now I understand how you're doing it.
How do you know?
You're making them a vacation home together.
No, but that's a good idea. Actually. Yeah. Hold on.
Why don't you just get the vacation home for them and make them live happily ever after?
Because you'll see what we do. Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, twitch.tv/Tyler Oakley. Come to the wedding.
Okay, I can probably have that on my computer while Big Brother's airing at the same time.
We'd love to see it. You're the flower girl, so you got to be there.
Hell yeah. I love flowers.
Okay.
I love sniffing those beautiful stems.
Willie does too. Willie loves to smell flowers.
I love when you get a little bit of yellow on the tip of your nose. A little
okay,
pollen.
Piss baby.
It's pollen baby. I'm a pollen baby.
Okay, bye.
Cool, bye.